92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
I read a really interesting study recently about a group of Japanese university students and recent graduates. It revealed that handwriting, physically putting a pen in your hand and writing on paper, can lead to an increase in brain activity when remembering the information an hour later. You see, there's a very unique, complex, spatial, and tactile relationship between handwriting and information that you see, and it leads to improved memory. Of course, these days we have all kinds of digital tools that are supposed to increase our efficiency, and in a lot of ways they do. But the folks in the study who completed the note-taking task did it about 25% faster than those who use digital tablets or smartphones. And part of the reason they think handwritten information is easier to remember is because handwritten information on paper is unique. It has irregular strokes and shapes, unlike digital information, which is always exact and precise. And they proved that by having two groups of people read the same small book, like 10-page book. One was handwritten, the other was computer printed, and an hour after reading it, the people who read the handwritten book had better retention of the information. So what have we learned? Maybe it's a good idea once in a while to break away from the text sometimes and go old school. For example, does anybody handwrite checks anymore? Does anybody remember how to handwrite checks? I know, it seems like everybody uses bill pay service these days.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.